So initially we spoke about, before the break, we went over momentum strong companies versus financial strong companies. We talked about what does momentum strong mean. We also talked about what was financially strong mean. Now, what we're going to talk about, we're going to give two examples of momentum strong company, and we're going to talk about financial strong financial companies, and we're going to talk about the risk and the finances of investing. What does it mean to an investor looking at a momentum strong company and a financially strong company? So, ladies and gentlemen, let's jump straight into it. A very momentum strong company, I'm pretty sure you heard the name, stock symbol SHOP, SHOP, Shopify. Who's heard of Shopify? A lot of people have heard of Shopify. Shopify stock from January all the way into this recording of September, Shopify stock, even with the pullback, has gone up 138% in nine months. Very impressive, right? Shopify has gone up 138% in 9 months. Now, the thing about it is, versus Shopify is pretty much like an online company where it allows you to buy things, right? So Shopify itself has caught a lot of strong momentum. They've had a lot of momentum, 130 on the bullish side. They've gone up 138% within the last 9 months, right? Very strong momentally. You can look at it on the graph. You'll just see it go directly up in a bull market. So many people call me about it and say, Prince, look at Shopify. What about Shopify? What do you think about Shopify? A lot of momentum. Now we're going to look at financials, right? Here's a financial strong company. Its competitor, Amazon. You all have heard of Amazon. Stock symbol AMZN. That's Alpha, Mike, Zebra, November. It has gone up 71% this year. 71%. Now look at Amazon. Amazon has gone up 71%, which is great so far this year. But look at its competition, Shopify, has gone up 138%. So Amazon is Shopify has almost doubled the value stock stock appreciation wise within a year. Shopify has doubled its value. Amazon has not doubled its value. So now it's making you think, why is Shopify going up so fast versus Amazon, who's kind of not lagging, but it's doing okay, but not great. Everybody knows Amazon is the bigger brand. Everybody knows Amazon is a big company. Amazon has gone up 71%. So now let's look at Amazon. Amazon to me is a very financially strong company. Let's start off with first. The first thing, Amazon's net income for 2019, they reported a net income of $11.5 billion in net income in 2019. Also, let's look at how much cash Amazon has on hand. Amazon has $55 billion in cash on hand. When you look at Amazon's total assets, $225 billion on total assets. So Amazon, it is a very big juggernaut. You're talking about $55 billion in cash, meaning that any downturn in the market, they probably can withstand, right? They probably can make it through the other side. I've already told people already, Amazon is poised to have an amazing fourth quarter 2020. As we are in the middle of a pandemic, when you look at more people spending more time at home, more people are working from home, and more people are shopping from home. Who's the number one e-commerce person? And the strongest quarter for Amazon is always the fourth quarter as we roll into the holiday season. So this holiday season, do you think people are going to be outside for Black Friday trying to get those sales? Or do you think people are going to stay wrapped up warm in their blanket and shop on their couch on Cyber Monday? I think Cyber Monday is going to be amazing. I think it's going to crash a lot of sites. But holiday season, Amazon is poised to have a great fourth quarter. So even though it is financially strong with $55 billion last year reported and having in cash, $11.5 billion in net income last year, and a total assets of $225 billion. Now let's look at Shopify. Shopify stock this year has more than double its value at 138% up. Now let's take a look at this company. What is Shopify's net income? What is this cash? What is this total asset? Now I'll be honest with you, ladies and gentlemen, I haven't never used Shopify myself. I understand it a little bit, but I'm not very familiar with Shopify. But I understand it's a e-commerce site, right? You can build a site, sell things there. I kind of understand the basic gist of it. Not like I do with Amazon, which is a household name. Amazon is a large cap company, right? It's very well established, very well mature. Now let's take a look at Shopify. Shopify net income is at a negative $124 million that it reported in 2019. A negative $124 million. Let's look at the cash it has on hand. It has $2.6 billion in cash on hand in 2019. Also, its total assets are $3.5 billion. So you look at Shopify, it has a total assets of $3.5 billion versus Amazon, $225 billion. Cash on hand with Shopify, $2.6 billion versus Amazon, $55 billion. Net income, a negative $124 million versus Amazon, $11.5 billion. Right. So even though we can look at this and say, wow, Amazon seems to have way more cash to be way more financially strong. But why is it underperforming Shopify? Shopify is an example of a stock that caught a lot of momentum. Now, when you look at this, the risk that's associated with momentum stocks, one day people wake up, Shopify is trading for about $1,000. Amazon is trading for about $3,000. So the thing about this, when you have the risk, people with strong momentum companies, they wake up one day and they look at the finances of the company and say, whoa, the finances doesn't look that great. And one day the bubble just pops. Momentum stocks are known for catching, creating bubbles. Right? The momentum get in there, buyers, just like you see it in real estate. This is not only for stocks. This happens in real estate. This happens in business all over the place. Investors get excited when they see things going up. When the bull is running and everything is going up, people love to buy. When the bull is down and stocks is trading down, people love to sell. For prime example, it happens in real estate. Everybody see everybody's selling their houses. They want to hurry up and sell their house before they lose their money, right? It's the same thing when people buy their house. When people get ready to buy a house, they see the prices going up and they're like, let me jump in. The fear of missing out catches the bull market. You say you was watching Shopify and you watched it double itself. You're like, you're kicking yourself saying, man, I knew I should have grabbed Shopify. So you jump in to catch some of the momentum. You got to be very careful and be able to pick out momentum strong stocks, because the person out there that's investing into Shopify, I say, well, if you look at the finances, why are you choosing it over Amazon? Maybe they know something that I don't know. But when you look at the finances, Amazon is way financially strong compared to Shopify. Now let's take another example. We're going to take another example. The next example we're going to use is Tesla and Apple. We're going to go through Tesla and Apple just like we did with Shopify and Amazon. So Tesla, it falls upon a strong momentum company when you compare it to Apple. Yes, I know Tesla is a electronic car maker, but Tesla is trading more like a technology stock than it is an automaker, right? So you look at Tesla. Tesla has caught a lot of momentum this year. We know, we've heard Tesla has dominated the news. Tesla so far this year has went up 141% in the last 9 months. 141%. Tesla has caught a lot of momentum. Now let's look at Tesla's finances from 2019. The net income in 2019 that Tesla reported was a negative $866 million. Tesla is profitable. So a negative $126 million for Tesla net income in 2019. I don't know what the... I'm not saying 2020 because the year is not over yet. So I have to go off the latest report. Last year, they reported a negative $166 million. The cash on hand Tesla reported was $6.2 billion, right? I know they had to grow so far this year because the stock just went up. So the company has made a lot of money. Now you look at the total assets of Tesla. The total assets of Tesla is $34 billion, right? Total assets, $34 billion. Cash, $6.2 million. Net income, a negative $0.866 million. Now let's take a look at Apple. The next one is Apple, right? Look at the company of Apple. Apple has gone up 52% this year. Not anything compared to Tesla, which went up 141% this year. Apple, when you look at the concept of Apple stock, Apple has gone up 52% this year. It has a net income in 2019 of $55 billion. It has cash on hand of $100 billion, and it also has total assets of $365 billion. The first company to hit $2 trillion in value before, you know, after the split, they had a pullback here. But Apple has stronger finances than Tesla in 2019. Now, when you look at this, Apple has only gone up 52%, but Tesla has gone up 141%. We all know within the last year, Tesla has caught an immense amount of momentum. Tesla has took off and took off running to the moon, right? That's a strong momentum. Apple has way better finances compared to Tesla. So why is Tesla doubling its value when Apple is only going up 50%, which is not bad either? Tesla is a strong momentum company. Apple is strong financially. So the risks that are associated with Tesla versus Apple, momentum can go, stocks can trade off high, but it also will always come back down to its true value. So in this episode, momentum stocks will always return to their true value of their finances. They will always reflect their finances. So when you see a company take off to the moon, you have to look at their finances and be aware of, hey, I'm in a momentum strong stock versus I'm in a financial strong stock. I'm glad in this episode, we talked about what is momentum strong versus financial strong. We also talked about the risk that's associated with it. We used some examples and we looked into the risk and the finances that are associated with it and the characteristics of a momentum strong and a financial strong stock. Ladies and gentlemen, that's going to conclude today's episode. I hope you guys and girls really enjoyed it and liked it. If you did, hit the like and subscribe, share button. Check us out here on Think Tech Hawaii. And always, until the next video, podcast, cartoon, or whatever else crazy you see me around the globe, my name is Prince Dykes. I'm the Prince of Investing. Until the next video, podcast, or cartoon, or whatever else crazy you see me around the globe, peace, be safe. I'm out, and thank you.